So silver just skyrocketed over $35 an ounce. Last time I checked, it was $35.50. So this is up. I mean, it's almost doubled in what, since what was it, 2021? I'd have to check the charts. But silver is starting to catch up to the gains that gold has demonstrated recently. And there are obviously very specific technical reasons for this, and I'll defer to the experts I interview, like Andy Scheckman, in order to explain that. But I want to share a couple things with you here. Number one, a change in our policy with our precious metals partner, which is the Treasure Island Company. As you know, we've worked with them for many, many years. They have launched a new website called Battalion Metals, and they've given us a discount code Ranger. And if you use the discount code Ranger, then they waive all the insurance on the shipping. And by the way, you can get to them, just go to metalswithmike.com. It just forwards to the new site. So it's still the same URL I've been giving out, metalswithmike.com. But I want to, in full transparency, I want to announce the policy change of how they sponsor us. So previously we were paid a flat fee for their sponsorship of a podcast. Now we're paid a very tiny percentage, which I did the math on the numbers so far. It actually means that we are being compensated less than what we were before. So we've actually lowered our rates for them effectively, even though we're being paid a percentage. But it's a very tiny, it's a fraction of a fraction is what we're being paid. But if you do choose to purchase precious metals, you can help support us. We get a very tiny percentage at no additional cost to you. And as you'll see, when you visit them, they have extraordinary pricing. I mean, often like 2.75% or 3% over spot, for gold or depending on the coin. For silver, it might be a little bit more. But you compare this to anybody in the industry, and you're going to find that these are extraordinary prices with outstanding customer service, with guaranteed, insured, discreet delivery, etc. So it's still the same partner. They've just launched a new site, and we have a new way of being compensated, which actually pays us less. But look, I also wanted to clarify that the reason that I ask partners to compensate us in some way, either donate stuff, like if I'm going to plug your company, okay, if I love your product so much that I'm willing to put my name behind it and to plug it, which itself is a pretty, you know, substantial endorsement. Well, I believe in a two-way street. And so I ask companies that if they're going to offer a discount to our audience, and if I'm going to endorse their product, I ask them to either, and this is all indicated at rangerdeals.com. We have different icons that show this. They either offer us an affiliate percentage, you know, a payment, or they offer us product donations that we take in, we donate to our church, and then we donate those back out to the community. And we've been doing that for an extended period of time now in Central Texas during our church services. We've been donating tens of thousands of dollars of donated items out to the community, everything from food to chlorine dioxide and many other items, even goldbacks. I've been giving away goldbacks like crazy, etc. So when we work with a partner, we tell you how we are compensated, in what format we are compensated. And then, of course, sometimes I will just plug things for free if it's like a new book, if it's a new program for somebody, if it's something that I think is valuable to you. Of course, I don't ask for compensation of every single thing. I'll plug people's websites, I'll plug people's projects, I'll plug people's subscriptions, whatever. You know, I'll plug their Patreon pages, whatever is important to them, or their Substack, you know, just because I'm in the business of connecting you with valuable information. And I'm very blessed to have so many amazingly informed and talented guests come on and join me for interviews. And so I always return the favor to those guests to help support and help plug and help publicize the projects that they are working on. Might be a lawsuit, maybe they're doing fundraising for a lawsuit. You know, maybe they're raising money for a documentary. I've seen that before. I've promoted that before. So So I just want to be in full disclosure about all of that. All right. Now, and finally, I'm very, very specific about the things that I do promote. As you know, it's a pretty small list. And it's not that I don't have lots of opportunities, like, here, plug this, and, you know, we'll pay you this and that. Of course I have those opportunities. And I've probably lost a few friends along the way by saying no. Because if I don't absolutely love a product solution, I'm just not going to, I'm not going to promote it for compensation unless I love it. It's got to be something that I use. So, I mean, that's just the way it is. I've got some new samples in my hands, by the way, some new fire starters that I'm going to be testing. I got a new shovel that we're examining for possible endorsement, because I actually do a lot of shovel work on the ranch, you know, planting trees and such, and irrigation lines. And yes, I'm still planting trees right now, even this late in the season, some rather hardy trees that have good irrigation. So I'm reviewing a shovel, which is interesting. It's not a normal shovel. Of course it's not. It doubles as a zombie killer also. So that should be a hint. And I'm examining fire starters and some other items, some lower cost blenders, even though I use a Vitamix. I'm not paid by the Vitamix company to plug their brand or anything. I use Vitamix. I've used Vitamix since I was like 12 years old, actually. My parents had a Vitamix in the kitchen, the old stainless steel model. And I still use a Vitamix to this day because I've tried all the other blenders, and the things that I'm blending, like frozen bananas, like frozen chunks of strawberries and whatever, you need a powerful blender, because for me, for my smoothie, that thing is full. I drink this massive smoothie each day, and I need a Vitamix. But the cost of a Vitamix, which is, what, approaching $300 now or something, that's pretty high for a lot of people. So we're also going to be plugging some lower cost blenders that are, some of them are rather inexpensive, and some of them are portable and smaller and just for, like, you know, office use or what have you. We're going to be plugging some of those, with the caveat that the best blender that I know of is still Vitamix. It's just, if you want to spend less money, here's a decent alternative. And I don't know if any of you ever subscribe to or receive the retail magazine or the retail company called Lehman's or Lehman's. I don't know, L-E-H-M-A-N-S, Lehman's. And they catered to more like Amish and Mennonite communities for a lot of just sort of hand-powered, very basic, you know, no circuit boards, obviously, no Bluetooth, none of that garbage. But a lot of really good off-grid survival equipment. And I've been a longtime customer of Lehman's, although I haven't purchased from them in a few years. But the thing I really liked about the Lehman's magazine that they would mail out was that when they had a product category, like, let's say a laundry washboard, they would show you three versions of it on the same page. It would say laundry washboards. It would say, our basic model is this, our medium model is this, and our best model is this one. And so you could buy a cheap washboard, you know, for $25. It's the basic model. You could spend $75, or you could spend $150. But Lehman's was, they had the authenticity and the integrity to show you the options and not to try to make cheap, low-end crap look like the best thing in the world, because it's not. It's better to give people the option. Oh, you want the low-end, entry-level stuff made in China? Probably, yeah, here it is. You want a high-end model that's going to last a lifetime? Well, here's this other thing. So there you go. Okay, back to silver. So silver breaking through $35 an ounce is a huge deal. Now, gold is sitting at about between 3,300 and 3,400, and it went over 3,400 a few weeks ago. It will no doubt, at least in my view, it will no doubt break through 3,500 this year. I have no doubt about that. And where it goes from there is anybody's guess. It depends on war. It depends on the economy. It depends on the dollar printing and lots of other things. But because of the price ratio of gold to silver, everybody in precious metals agrees. I mean, I've heard everybody from Bill Holter, you know, to Andy Schechtman and Chris Olson, you know, everybody I can think of, John Rubino, they've all said that silver has much more upside price potential percentage-wise than does gold. And I agree with that assessment. And until now, there's been a tremendous amount of disappointment by the silver folks saying, like, when is silver going to come up in price? You know, when is silver going to have its day in the sun like gold is having? And nobody really knew the answer to that. And of course, the whole thing is complicated by the fact that the silver markets are heavily, heavily, aggressively, fraudulently hijacked by the likes of JP Morgan and other banksters who, of course, control the price of silver and gold by issuing illegitimate paper contracts to sell those metals, even though they don't themselves have the physical metals to back up their selling contracts. But since most of the paper contract market, as you know, the COMEX, etc., never actually delivers the metals, at least not until recently. People started demanding delivery, but before this year, they almost never delivered any metal. So the gold price or the silver price was basically just a fictional paper market number. It had nothing to do with reality, no more than a Bitcoin price. It was just a number that was manipulated by the paper contracts. Well, that's starting to change because of a global silver shortage. So this is very likely one of the reasons that silver is beginning to really pop in price. And we knew this was coming, and I've heard experts talk about this, that the silver demand, which we need to talk about the demand, where that's coming from, and the silver supply, which we also need to detail because it's very surprising, they are not matching up anymore. So the silver that's in storage is needed by industry and, you know, by silver buyers, monetary buyers, but it's needed a lot by industry. As a result, sort of the buffer of silver supplies that have been in storage is running out. And by the end of this year, it will largely be gone in the USA. And then you're going to have a silver scarcity emergency that almost certainly will send silver skyward in terms of its price of ounces per dollar. But let me remind you of two things. The silver supply is, of course, from silver mining, but it's not silver mining. It's mining for everything else and then accidentally finding silver as part of the mining process. So almost all of the silver that is mined on planet Earth is not mined on purpose. Think about that. It's accidentally mined. It's a byproduct of other mining, uranium mining or gold mining or whatever, other precious metals. So of course they take the silver out of all the rock and dirt that they're mining because, well, it's there and it's worth something. So it helps the mining companies pay their operational expenses. So that's where silver comes from. As a result, the supply side of silver does not respond to demand. Because again, there are no or virtually no actual silver mines that only focus on mining silver. I mean, there are a couple, there are a few, but that's not by any means the vast majority, not even close to silver production. So when silver demand goes through the roof and all these companies are trying to buy more silver, which includes weapons manufacturers and high-tech companies and data centers, which we'll talk about, The silver mining companies can't just crank it up. Oh, let's go 2x. Let's, you know, run twice as many excavators, twice as many dump trucks, and we'll get twice as much silver. It doesn't work that way because they're not mining silver. So that's why the supply is inelastic. It will take years for the supply to even begin to adjust to increases in demand. And what that means is that squeeze is going to shove silver prices skyward as scarcity worsens. Now let's talk about the demand side, because this is also surprising to a lot of people. Most of the demand of silver is not from investors or people who want a monetary metal. That's only a tiny fraction of it. Most of the demand for silver is, of course, by industry. Silver is used across electronics and weapons and so-called green energy and solar and even in batteries and circuit boards. And you notice that a couple months ago, Trump announced these massive new investments in data centers in Texas. At least some of them are in Texas, the big ones. And this was a big announcement, and he called it Operation Stargate. Well, very few people understood that that $500 billion investment that was announced, oh, and that was followed a few months later by another nearly $500 billion expenditure from, I believe it's Saudi Arabia or some kingdom in the Middle East. I'm going to have to fact check that, but I thought it was the Saudis that said, yeah, we're going to throw another $500 billion at you. So we got $1 trillion of investment in what's typically described as like data centers or AI or, you know, computing. But a lot of it's AI. Well, guess what? You start spending hundreds of billions of dollars to build data centers. Silver is needed everywhere. Silver is needed in the components on the motherboard. Silver is needed in some of the soldering connections. Silver is needed in the conductive cabling connectors. When you have high speed like Cat 8 TCP/IP cables that connect with a RJ45 connector, well, how do you shield them? You got to use some silver in that shielding in order to get the Cat 8 speeds. So silver is used everywhere in these data centers. As a result, just buying the supplies for these data centers is going to drive up the price of silver and aluminum and copper, because those three elements are used in massive amounts in the data centers. And there are others, of course, but those are some big ones. And of course, there's a lot of iron and steel in the buildings, but I'm just talking about the cabling, the connectors, all the hardware, the backup batteries and the power, the generators, everything. You're going to just go through the world supply of silver. So that is certain to drive silver way above $50 an ounce, in my opinion. Now, as a disclaimer, I'm not your financial advisor, and this is not an official price prediction. It's just me describing where I think the trends are going. But I don't recommend speculating in silver at all. I don't think you should buy and sell silver. I think you should buy and hold it. And do you know, to this day, I have never sold any precious metal nor any Bitcoin that I've ever acquired. I just stack them. And I have, I have a third-party vault that protects my gold and silver. Because for me, that's my retirement account. That's my pension, is stacking gold and silver and Bitcoin, which I always convert into privacy coins too, by the way, like Monero. But that's a different podcast. So I'm stacking gold and silver. I'm not selling it, and I don't recommend ever selling it. I recommend stacking it and holding it, and holding it so that you have assets when the dollar collapses, when the U.S. government goes into total default, which will happen. We don't know when, but it will happen. Mathematically, it is a 100% certainty that that will occur. If you know anything about, I don't know, integers, basic math, counting. So that's where all this is headed, folks. And I want you to be aware of this. Again, if you want to pick up gold and silver, just go to metalswithmike.com. That will forward you to Battalion Metals, which is the new name for our partner, or their new website venture that they've launched. But it's the same partner we've worked with for many, many years. Very trustworthy, high integrity folks. So check it out at metalswithmike.com and use discount code RANGER. It will waive the insurance on the shipping, and it will give us a tiny credit, small amount of credit, a tiny percentage on your purchase. So thank you for your support. Take care, everybody. The super volcano Mount Etna is erupting again. So far, the eruption has been rather small, although still impressive, pushing clouds up to 4 kilometers skyward.
But if it actually experiences a full eruption, then it would eject so much particulate matter into the atmosphere that it would block sunlight around the entire world for a year or even longer. I don't mean 100% of sunlight, but it would diminish enough light to cause crop failures all over the world. It would shorten growing seasons by effectively lowering temperatures everywhere that crops are grown. So the food supply that normally feeds the world would suffer a catastrophic collapse. And this has happened before. I forgot the year. It was like 1817. Tamburo, and it caused what was called the year without a summer in the UK. So far away, halfway across the world, a year without a summer, and crops failed all over the world back then. Well, at that time, the population was a small fraction of the current population of the world. So if this eruption gets worse, we're in a dire situation. Well, we want to help support you and offer you solutions to help you get ready for this. You obviously need to have a food supply. We've got that available right now, laboratory tested, certified organic, at healthrangerstore.com. We've got right now the Ranger buckets, 536 servings, certified organic, emergency storable food supply in rugged polyethylene buckets. And then inside the bucket, each food item is packed in a, what we call a brick. It's a compressed, vacuumed, extra thick container that makes it kind of like a thin brick shape, which also has additional long-term storage capabilities. So these things, this is why we could ship these to North Carolina as we did last year. We can ship them there, but we're not afraid of rain. Even if it rains on these, it doesn't destroy the food inside. There's no cardboard, there's nothing to get soggy, and it's also essentially rodent-proof, except for maybe bears. If you have a bear problem, you know, you've got bigger issues. But for most rodents, they can't get into these buckets at all. So very handy there. Now, we're also on the verge of a potential nuclear conflict with Russia right now as the situation heats up with Ukraine. Ukraine's kind of stuck in the middle, but the NATO leaders want war, and some of the crazy, insane, warmongering neocons in the U.S. government, they want war too. They want war with Russia. They want war with Iran. They always seem to want war, you know, because the right people profit from it. Well, we don't want war, but we want you to be ready if there is a war. So I've got samples on my desk here. We've got nascent iodine right there at the bottom in the bottles available. And we have Iosat, which is the FDA approved potassium iodide supplements. If there's any kind of a fallout scenario, nuclear terrorism, nuclear war, you name it, you definitely want to have a good supply of iodine to protect your thyroid. If you lose your thyroid from typically, you know, radioisotopes of cesium, such as cesium-137 or iodine-131 would be the one that goes right to the thyroid. But I mean, I mentioned cesium because that is more of a systemic impact on the body, very toxic with a half-life of 29 years in that case. Radioactive iodine only has a half-life of about 7 days, but if you don't have iodine protection for your thyroid, then your thyroid gets destroyed. And then without your thyroid, your life is miserable because nothing works. You don't have energy. You can't sleep right. You know, without your thyroid, your body is a wreck. So protect your thyroid with iodine. This can also be used in moderate amounts as a daily iodine supplement. And I'm not saying take the dropper or drink the bottle. No, that would not be recommended. It's like a drop or two. Read the label. It's a very tiny amount of iodine that you need each day. I mean, it's actually in micrograms. So you don't have to overdo the iodine, but it is good to have the right amount in your body and not have an iodine deficiency. We've got iodine and Iosat available at healthrangerstore.com. Go there right now. Here on the homepage, you can see everything that we've got available, some of the different featured products, including right now Hawaiian astaxanthin and many other products as well. We've got lots, you know, a new batch of turmeric also, which is incredibly beneficial in so many ways. So check it all out, healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for watching. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.